Welcome to Abueli Express, Telegram. A lot happening today, huh? Where do we even begin with all this?
Well, the situation in Syria is definitely top of mind. That Israeli airstrike near the Syrian president's palace, quite a statement. Just 400 meters away. Although reports suggest he wasn't there at the time.
A warning shot, they called it, tied to the attacks on the Druze community, and the U.S. State Department condemned the violence, naturally. But this Druze situation, it's complicated. They seem to be playing both sides.
Exactly. That post about the Druze in As Suwayda demonstrates that perfectly. They're talking about agreements with the Syrian regime, but then you have key figures like Hikmat al-Hajri absent from the discussions, and Leith Balaus, connected to the regime, pushing for reconciliation. It's a real internal struggle.
It sounds like they're hedging their bets, trying to secure the best possible outcome in a precarious situation. Can you blame them?
Not at all. And speaking of precarious, the situation in Gaza is deteriorating rapidly. The reports of increased theft and looting, especially from food warehouses, are alarming. It's a recipe for chaos.
And then you have Abu Mazen pointing fingers at Hamas, accusing them of orchestrating the food warehouse raids. It's a mess. Meanwhile, Hamas and Islamic Jihad are condemning Israel for that alleged attack on the Freedom Flotilla ship near Malta.
Right, the one that conveniently sprang a leak after a supposed Israeli drone strike. And then there's that interesting tidbit about an Israeli Hercules aircraft landing in Malta around the same time. Coincidence? I think not. Though officially Israel denies any involvement.
Of course they do, but let's shift gears for a moment. Trump terminating federal funding for NPR and PBS, that's a big one, and revoking Harvard's tax-exempt status, he's not pulling any punches.
No, he isn't. And speaking of international relations, China is apparently evaluating trade talks with the U.S. after Trump significantly increased tariffs on Chinese goods, no less. It makes you wonder how this will impact China's relationship with Iran, given the new sanctions on Iranian oil and petrochemical products.
Good point. Lots of moving pieces on the global chessboard. Oh, and before we forget, congratulations to Telegram on reaching 1 billion users. That's huge.
Definitely a milestone. But back to the Middle East, the U.S. keeping two aircraft carriers in the region for another week, things are heating up.
It seems so. And then there's that Houthi missile intercepted by Israel, and another one aimed at Haifa, apparently. It never ends.
It really doesn't. It's a volatile world out there. Anything else catch your eye?
Well, there was that story about the Iraqi man who narrowly escaped being crushed by a falling palm tree. Talk about a lucky break. And that runaway robot in China? A bit unsettling, to say the least.
Agreed. Well, it sounds like we've covered quite a bit of ground today.
We certainly have. Thanks for joining me for this whirlwind tour of current events. Until next time, goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.